What's up, y'all? What it do? Come on in, come on through. It's your favorite host, Mama K, the mommy and the mogul. And listen, y'all, I just have a quick message for y'all real quick, okay? Because I was finishing up doing some dishes and God just started spitting, okay? You know how he do. Okay, so listen, though. There has been so many of us that have been through certain situations and certain types of pain, trials and tribulation, and you know, as soon as we get hurt, heartbroken, or betrayed, anything in life, what we tend to do is hustle through the pain, or put our pain into our hustles, put our pain into our passions, right? But sometimes, you know, we're so deep into putting our pain into our passion and hiding how we really feel, blocking those feelings out, things like that, that when we come in contact with people that could be, you know, a really great friend for you or a really great business partner, you didn't put, you know, you didn't put compassion into yourself. You put pain into it. And a lot of people end up bleeding on others that never even cut them. You know what I'm saying? So when you're hustling through your pain, make sure that you're taking the time to get in tune and get in touch with your higher self. Make sure that you're praying for the strength and the knowledge and the compassion and for your heart not to be hardened. Because when you're putting your pain into your passions and, you know, you're hustling through it, remember that your intentions matter, you know. We have to make sure that we're healing so that we are not attracting the same people or the same circumstances in different opportunities and in different bodies. We want to make sure that we're able to take full advantage and enjoy and be grateful for what we're blessed with. So don't just be putting pain into your passion. Take the time to figure out, like, dang, okay, but what did I learn from this? You know, what about it hurt me? How do I feel right now? How do I want to feel? What do I need help with? What is triggering me? What really bothered me about this situation? When you purchase certain things, you know, you never know the energy of the person that manufactured it or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And anything that you do, even if you are getting to know new people and stuff like that, you want to make sure that you're going into these new opportunities with freshness, with, you know, the eye, that spirit, the Holy Spirit would look at, you know, these new people in new situations with a fair, non-judgmental, unbiased eye, you know what I'm saying? Our spiritual eye at 303. So don't just be hustling to run from the pain, hustling to run from the trauma, hustling to get past the PTSD. You know, you don't want to think about certain things, and you know, or hustling to shit on somebody else. That's not what we're doing this for, right? When you move with good, pure intentions, and you take the time to really heal yourself and allow yourself to relax and, you know, go through the uncomfortableness of healing your traumas, healing from what hurts you, it allows you to touch prosperity in a totally different way. It allows you to touch wealth and happiness and bliss in a totally different way. It doesn't look anything like you set out for it to look, you know. And I just really wanted to get on here and tell y'all, like, I don't know, maybe if somebody in the village is going through some hard times right now with people, or, you know, you've done got your feelings hurt, pockets hurt, whatever, you know, heartbroken, I don't know, just make sure that the pain that came from that situation, that friendship, you know, you don't carry it to the next one. You ask, you know, the Holy Spirit, your ancestors, to allow you to see every situation for what it really is, to help you with tapping into your intuition and your discernment to know what is for you and what isn't. But we want to make sure that we're not running from trauma, running from pain, running from situations that hurt us. We have to make sure we grow through it. We're not going around it. we're not going under it or over it, or no, because it's always going to come back and haunt you later. So one thing that we have to do is make sure that we are actually really truly taking the time to be mindful, take care of ourselves, and make sure that we are, you know, really growing, really taking care of what needs to be taken care of, right? My bad, y'all. Kaiser decided to come in here. If you heard him, I don't know. But don't run from it, you know. Don't hustle through it. You need to really make sure you're putting purpose into everything you do. Don't just be hustle, 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 hustle because you're chasing a bag. That means you are putting your worship into something that is not even real. This is some shit that's been printed out and created by folks that say we can't print it out. Okay? Don't get it twisted, y'all. Remember that. But besides that, I want to thank everybody for taking the time to come on here and listen and just vibe and chill. And thank y'all for always tuning in. If you are new here, hey, welcome to the village or whatever. No, I'm playing, but welcome, welcome. I am going to be opening the Patreon up this month. So make sure that y'all are paying attention. Watch out for that on Facebook. You can look up Mama K's Place, or you can look up Mama K's Place on Instagram as well. Or Mama K's Place on Twitter, because there is now officially a Twitter as well. But we are definitely here to vibe, kick it, help one another. If you guys have questions, you know, you can DM me on the Mama K's Place and just, you know, say, hey, I have a question that I'd like answered for the podcast, so that any question that y'all have, I could give y'all full details and things like that. That'll help you, you know, with growing and healing and stuff like that. You know, I'm still on my journey, so I'm growing through things and learning new things and getting downloads from the Holy Spirit. You know, that's my dog, okay? That's my bestie for the restie. I'm also sharing them with y'all because, you know, a lot of times going through our spiritual journey and getting closer to God, or, you know, Allah, Abba, Yahweh, Holy Spirit, the universe, whatever you want to call, whoever you pray to, you know, this is not like a Christian channel or, you know, religious channel. Like, this is health, wellness, spirituality, you know, just community all together, because it could get lonely out here and it could feel like you're the only one going through your situation, but you're not, you know. And sometimes I'm not just going to be here all the time, because I want everything to be authentic. I want to give you guys messages that are really, like, I'm told, or just, you know, that I know needs to be heard, you know. I'm going through a period of my life where I'm really wanting to just start over in many aspects and do things differently, and cater more to what I really love, what I really like. And it's been a journey getting on the flow state, but as I am getting on the flow state and allowing life to be life and allowing myself to enjoy and actually live life, I'm gonna be, you know, keeping y'all tuned in and everything. But anytime that you guys have questions, like, just let me know. I'm still here. Y'all know I love y'all. You know, I really do appreciate you guys, you know. Y'all are always tapped in, especially when y'all, you know, tag me and tell your family and your friends. I appreciate it. If you ever need to book a venting session, of course, you know, y'all can tap in on any of the pages. I'm going to be putting the price list inside of my highlights for y'all. But I got y'all. I'm still here. I'm just preserving my energy and putting it, you know, planting seeds where they need to be planted at for me, myself, my higher self, my son, and generations to come, as well as for all of y'all. So, you know, I'm being obedient right now. But I love y'all. It is Sunday night, 9:24. I'm going to post this tomorrow. So, Monday. I might post two tomorrow, because I've been sitting on this other one and I need to just go ahead and post that too. But there's some big changes and big things coming, honey. Don't think that I'm here. Y'all know. If you know me, you know. Okay? But I will talk to y'all soon. Thank you for tapping in. Share this with somebody. Let somebody know that you're grateful for them and their existence. Let three people know today, whenever you listen to this, text whoever pops up on your mind, and let them know that you're grateful for their life and existence. You never know. You might just save somebody today.